Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's have some fun with this one. We were going to do it yesterday, but it got pushed off by a relationship topic from Katie. It came up on the show a couple days ago how we were talking about the stuff that you had on your walls as a kid. And listener Gabby was listening. She wrote and says, "Hey, JKJ, love the show. You guys make my commute so much better. Heard you talking about what posters did you have on your bedroom walls growing up? I had to sound off." She said, "I had a giant Jurassic Park poster.
Oh.
Took the pride of the place above my bed," she said. It was the T-Rex one. She said, "I also had Spice Girls posters. Michael Jordan midair from the free throw line." I remember that poster. And she said, "And some random Ferrari that I was lusting over."
This is a weird mix of posters she has, though.
She says it was pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
That's the line. She's like all over the place. So she says, "Curious what you guys were into. You didn't get into it. Were you team boy band, foodie, something bit weirder? Would love to know. Keep up the great work." That's from Gabby. She said, "Cheers, Gabby."
Aww,
so that's Gabby. The question this morning. If you guys want to sound off about that, calls and comments, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 is the direct line right here into the studios. We do have to get to a break, but I see Cassie already called in. Mark!
Yeah!
I want to get to a couple calls before break. So what did you have on your walls?
You go first, Ash.
I had DC Talk and Dave Matthews poster and Cranberries.
Oh, the Cranberries.
Ooh, linger.
Dave Matthews.
Do you have to let
like
a
that.
Linger pull my finger?
I know. Those are good.
There's two of you in the car. I thought I was talking to Mark. Who's this other lady?
No, there's seven of us.
Seven of you?
Jeez Louise, a lot of posters.
All right, so that was Ashley's. Mark, what did you have on your walls?
So back in the day, Wheaties ran this promotion where you could get three different Wheaties boxes, and there were three different Michael Jordan posters.
Yes.
Yep.
But then, if you flipped them around, you put them all together, they made one giant poster of him dunking.
I remember
yes.
That is
I
so
totally
cool.
Do. How neat yeah. is that?
Oh, my gosh. How long do you still have that?
I may in a box way back in the crawl space, yeah. And I would choose between hanging the three and then flip them around and hang all of them from the back of my door.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had
switch
options, Mark.
That is so
that's
cool.
Awesome.
Mark and Ashley, you guys are awesome. Who else is in the car with you guys? Just give them a shout out.
So I have all my five daughters, and we're taking my oldest right now to college. So kind of a tough weekend ahead as we drop our first off to college.
Oh,
that's a big deal, buddy.
You did a good job, Mom and Dad.
That's
pat yourself on the back. Yes.
All right, reel them all off. Give them all shout-outs.
All right, we got Maddie.
Hi.
We got Claire.
Hi.
We got Ellie.
Hi.
We got Brea.
Hi.
And we got McKenna at the canoe.
Love it.
Fantastic.
Hey, where are we going to college, guys?
Going to a small college in Santa Clarita called Masters University and studying music.
Oh,
and I'm super
God.
Proud of her.
Congratulations,
yes.
You guys.
That is so awesome.
Congratulations. You sound like great parents.
Yes.
Thanks. We have a great nephew and a great cousin sitting right next to you guys.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
This is my family, Mark and Ashley. Hey.
That's awesome. You guys rock.
It.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
We love you.
Morning.
Guys.
We love you.
Thanks, Mark and Ash. Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
They're the best.
That is a car full. carful.
That
Man.
Is a carful.
I love those guys, and those girls are all awesome.
Cute.
So shout out to Maddie. She's the oldest. Cute. She's going to college.
Right on.
Congrats to her. Safe travels to everybody. That's awesome.
All right, so what posters did you have up on your walls growing up? We want your calls. Hi, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
Super dupes, buddy. So what did you have up on your walls?
Oh, man. In my time, it was all about Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Not so mad at that at all.
Doom. Yeah, Temple of Doom and Empire Strikes Back. And then,
dude, so Last Crusade was the best one. What are you talking about, Ed?
Oh, man. Well,
that's
agree to disagree.
No,
but
come on, with the tank and Sean Connery. Come on, Eddie.
That is true. That's true.
What other ones did you have up? Star Wars and then what?
Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and then, like, I think high school, it was, like, probably 311 and Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Not mad at that either. Well done,
solid
buddy.
Picks.
You didn't have any girls up on the walls?
No, I think that was more like college time going in there. But
Ed, growing up, I had one Jenny McCarthy poster that I was allowed to put up on my walls, and it was her laying naked in like a bed of feathers or whatever. And I had to beg and beg and beg for my mom to let me put that up. And she said, yes, but it has to be behind your door. So most of the time my door was open, you know, so it was behind the door just yeah. so company didn't see it. I was like, really, Mom? You think company's coming over and going directly to my room?
To see what posters you
to
have.
See what
exactly.
I
have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder what ever happened to that Jenny McCarthy poster.
Oh, your dad has it.
Yeah. Ed, thank you for the call, buddy. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Later, Gator.
Bye.
All right, here's Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What'd you have up on awesome. Your walls?
I had a 5-foot picture of Madonna. When she did the Papa Don't Preach with the jeans and with the Italians Do It Better shirt on.
Yes. That was a sexy picture of Madonna.
I had Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, Breakfast Club, you know, all those sort of things. So,
jumping gigawatts.
I had Michael J. Fox. I was in love with Michael J. Fox. And I had a big picture on a frame beside my bed. My cousin came up, I think he was 7 or 8, with his friends and stayed in I had a little apartment at the top of the property. And he drew a mustache on my Michael J. Fox, and I was devastated. I came home and I was straight on the intercom to the yelling and carrying on. So
you're like, no!
That is devastating.
That is devastating.
Totally devastated.
Oh, my gosh.
And he took it out of the frame and drew it on there.
Oh, what a little punk. What a jerk. Casey, I got to ask you, did you ever just roll over and kiss that, you know, picture? I know you did.
Well, probably.
Yeah, I knew you did.
May have got some smooches.
Hey, don't feel bad. I did the same thing to my Jenny McCarthy poster.
I know you did.
Casey, thank you for the laughs. You have a great day. What a good call. Here's Robert. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What'd you have up on your walls when you were growing up?
So I had an Optimus Prime poster. I had a Randy Johnson photo.
Oh, yeah.
I had a John Elway picture back when he won the Super Bowl in 97. I had a Lamborghini Diablo and a Nissan Skyline R34 from the Too Fast, Too Furious.
Good for you on that one. Well done, buddy. Good call. Robert, I had a funny poster of Optimus Prime as well. I think it was him and then a couple other Autobots. But on the back side of that poster, Robert, was the sexy picture of Megan Fox.
Oh.
And I would turn it over when my parents were in my room. But on the other side, I could keep looking at that one.
And then he never left his room, Robert.
Well,
that's where it all started.
He has the hood of the Camaro open.
That's the one. That's the one, Robert.
It's iconic.
Robert, did you have any?
I love that scene.
Did you have any sexy women up on your walls, or was it all Elway, Prime, and Optimus?
I may have not told exactly what Josh just said. I may or may not have had the Camaro photo as well.
It's so good, man.
I need Megan Fox back.
I'm going to make
that
my desktop background right now.
Yes,
right? On my work computer. Robert, very funny stuff, buddy. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. We're talking about the posters and stuff that you had on your walls when you were growing up. Here's Dakota. Hi, Dakota.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Well, we're super dupes. What'd you have on your walls?
So I actually grew up in Southwest Florida, and the alternative rock station down there always used to have a summer concert series with, like, three major headline bands and then like a local band, and then they would do it for Christmas too. So they always put out these really cool banners that they just advertised for, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
And I would either, my dad, because he used to take me, he used to hang out in the back and talk to like the bouncers and the bodyguards and all those people. He would always convince them to let me have a banner. And that's what I used to put all over my walls. They were like longer than like my wingspan, and probably about like half my height. And it would have all of the artists that played at that concert and then the concert series and the radio station and stuff like that. So
I love this.
Colorful. So I was like,
I love it.
You know, whatever.
I love it mostly because I'm a 90s alternative slut, more or less. I love 90s alternative. But then, like, what great memories with your dad, you know, to have that up on your wall and cherish that. That's really neat.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't get me backstage to meet bands, so he's like, the best I could do is bring you at least banners home.
Aww,
so I'm like,
that's amazing. You
know.
Where are they now?
Yeah, do you still have them?
I think I may have some in storage. We have, I've got tubs that I haven't looked through in years. So, I mean, this was early 2000s. So.
Get after it. Put them up in the garage or something if you have one.
There's got to be a place for that stuff.
Really
that's
cool.
Neat.
Oh, I know.
Dakota, thank you for sounding off this morning. Great call.
Yeah, no worries. Have a great day, guys.
See you later. Quick recap, we're talking what you had up on your walls growing up in your childhood bedroom. If you want to sound off, 303-691.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
1649 will get you in the studios. Here's Nicole. Hi, Knickknack.
Hey.
Hey, you. What'd you have on your walls?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So anything from Tiger Beat magazine. I had, like, collages
same.
On collages.
Yes.
And then
would that
I
be like
had...
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? And...
Yes.
Yeah.
JTT. NSYNC. All of those. Yep.
Devin
and then...
Sawa.
Yes, Devin Sawa. Oh, yes.
Freddie Prinze.
And then, do you remember the show Sequest? Like, there was a guy
Jonathan,
in there, too.
Not Jonathan Jackson. Was it Jonathan Jackson? Was that his name?
No,
not Jonathan
like
Jackson.
That. It was another Jonathan, though, I think. Yeah.
It was a Jonathan. I can see his face right now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And then the other one that I remembered
Brandis,
was so random now.
Yes, Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Brandis,
that's it.
Oh, my God, I'm looking him up. Yes, he was in, like, a buttload of stuff in
he
the
was.
90s.
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, and then, okay, this is so silly. Those Got Milk posters.
Yep.
Yes.
Those ones, I also remember, I think the guy from The Notebook had one, and I'm pretty sure that was on my wall.
And he had the milk mustache in it.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, and the Tiger Beat and the Teen Beat Knickknack, like, do you remember?
Because
they had the full-on posters that they had, like, three in each issue. But then, like, every single, like, individual page was, like, a little poster for us. So
that's how I made all the collages. I was trying to find a poster of my room because I know I have, like, if I find it, I'll send it to you all. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was just saying, there wasn't a free inch of space on my wall because each, it was covered in posters from Tiger and Teen Beat.
Yep. Yep.
So funny. So relatable. Thank you for the call, Nicole.
Thanks. Bye.
See you later.
That's fun.
That Jonathan guy was in Sidekicks with Chuck Norris. That's
yeah, he was in so many things.
You think I would have had a Chuck Norris poster on my wall?
You should have.
I love me some
I
Chuck.
Know.
Call us. What posters did you have up on your walls growing up? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Phone lines are lighting up like crazy. How do you pronounce your name? Bania?
Bania.
Bania. Hi, Bania. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Vania with a V, and like your knee.
Oh, Vania. Okay, Vania. Josh put a B on the screen, so Vania. All right, Vania, what did you have up on your walls?
I was kind of like the last person. I had a lot of band things. I had so much NSYNC and Britney Spears and Backstreet Boys. Like, my walls were plastered. But I also had the most adorable little cat hanging off a branch that said, hang in there.
Yes!
Yes!
I love that
iconic
poster.
Yes! Iconic poster.
That was my walls.
Oh, my God.
And it really inspired you.
I was thinking, I was listening to the last caller. I think y'all were thinking about Jonathan Taylor Thomas because he was also on my walls.
Yes.
Yeah, JTT.
JTT was it.
He's a good-looking dude. Mm. Good-looking dude. Thank you for calling in and sounding off. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye. The motivational ones, I had one up on my wall. It was The Mansion. It was big in like the early, or check that, late 80s, early 90s. It was The Mansion, like on the edge of a cliff by the ocean, and it had like a 5-car garage, and there was like Lamborghinis and BMWs and Porsches in there. And it said, justification for a higher education.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you were really bougie, if your parents were really rich, they would buy you that poster, and they'd have light bulbs installed in the taillights of all the cars, so then you could turn it on at night, and all the taillights would glow in that poster.
Oh, my God. You had, like, the first vision board. That's like an OG vision board.
Justification for a higher education.
Oh, my gosh.
You're right.
Look at you.
Oh, my God. For all the joking about vision boards that I do, I had one.
First.
Lori. Lori, Lori.
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. What'd you have up on your walls growing up?
So I had like one wall of all of the American Male posters, if you guys remember those.
American Male? No, I don't. Hold on, explain that. What's the American Male posters?
They were just all like men, you know, in tight jeans and muscles and just all different guys. I don't know.
I think Josh had those up on his walls too.
Oh, I'm looking. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my other side of my wall was I loved the hair band 80s. So like Metallica and Motley Crue,
yeah,
AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that was the other side. And then I always had the biggest crush on Axl Rose. And like I told my mom, that's who I'm going to marry when I grow up.
Did it happen?
And she was like, oh, no. But what he looks like today, I was like, I'd probably divorce him. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
Mary.
No.
Wow,
my
harsh.
Goodness.
Harsh.
Oh, gosh.
That's funny. Did you find the American Male posters?
I did. No, they're
sexy?
Amazing.
They're
like,
sexy.
And you're right. It just showed, like, you know, the typical American male with his shirt off and, like, four of them all hanging out together. Because why not?
Yeah.
That's exactly how that happened.
Is it, like, very Abercrombie kind
of? Yes. It's a Abercrombie and Fitch type of
just
poster.
Just the old school. Yeah, you know.
It's yeah. good stuff right there. Short
all right,
shorts.
Lori, Lori, we're going to go let you cool off.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day. Here's Shelby. Hi, Shelby.
Shelby,
there she is! Hooray!
So excited.
We're excited to have you on the air with us. All right, so what was on your walls growing up?
So I was that weird one. I had like Avenged Sevenfold, Good Charlotte, Blink 182, like all of the like darker bands, and then I had another wall that was just nothing but corgis.
Corgis and Good Charlotte. That's a weird combination.
That's some good music, though. That's not what the weird about Good Charlotte.
No,
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah. Blink 182.
And I still listen to them, and I love them.
Oh, so do I. So do I, Shelby. Same. They're so good. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good mix.
There you go.
It's one of my music beds I use.
I love this song.
Makes me want to pet a corgi.
It does.
You should. They're the most amazing creatures on the planet. I promise.
Oh,
they
no,
are.
I've got a daughter who is, 10 or whatever, and she's really into corgis. So it's you and 10-year-old Shelby. They
yeah.
love them.
Well, no, Shelby.
Shelby, they have the corgis in FOCO, the whole thing where you bring a bunch of corgis. Have you been to that one?
I've gone for the last 3 years. Unfortunately, last year I had to have my corgi put down for complications.
No.
And it was so sad. He was almost 10, and he was great. But his breeders never told us that he had potential for having this disease. And unfortunately, it progressed literally within a week.
Oh, I'm
Shelby,
sorry
you still could have brought him.
Oh.
No.
You could have just put him in a wagon.
No. I mean, I thought about it, but he was so sad at the end. And you could tell. And he was just so frustrated with himself, too. So.
They're cute little butt
Darn
waddles,
it.
Though, when they're up there in folk. Oh,
my gosh.
Little
legs,
so cute.
You know?
I love it.
Stubby little legs.
Yeah.
Shelby, so I love this call. So good.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
I'm excited. You as well. Thank you so much.
Shelby.
She's so sweet. Great. I love her.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, we can do a couple more. What'd you have up on your walls growing up? 303-691. One mix, 303-691-1649. Here's Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hello, hello.
Hello to you. What'd you have on the walls?
So similar to a previous caller, I had all of those magazines like Tiger Beat, like kids, like those cringy teen magazines, and the magazines that came with the poster, I would put those on my wall, a lot of celebrities, a lot of hot guys, but what's worse slash funny is we would bring all those magazines to camp over the summer, and we would fill those posters, like our walls, with those posters.
At camp?
Like every summer, we would bring as many magazines as possible, and we would do like those fun tests that they had in those magazines, and those posters, we would just fill them like on our lockers, on our windows, on our walls. It was a lot to look at,
Remember those Scholastic magazines that always had the posters in there, and then you'd have the image on the back. It would be like a messy room or something. You had to find like all the little images within that picture, like the sock or a cupcake or whatever. Those were always the best. Those were so fun.
Yes,
Samantha, thank you for the memories. You're a rock star. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Bye.
What was the name of those magazines?
Scholastic. Daniel.
Hello.
Hello. Weren't they the Scholastic?
How are you guys?
No, that was the book fair. They were...
Yeah, the magazines.
Hold on, Daniel. We're trying to figure
something
out here.
Do you remember the magazines with the things in the back that you got to figure out the messy room?
Was it Highlights?
Highlights.
That's what it was.
Highlights.
Highlights. That's the one.
It's either Highlights or Mad Magazine where you had to fold the back.
Yes. God, I had the Mad Magazines, too. I forgot about that.
The Mad Magazine.
Oh, did you have Cracked? Cracked was also good.
Oh, okay.
I think I did have a few Cracked magazines. Those are the ones I had to hide from my mom.
Not Cracked. Sorry. Not Cracked. Cracked.
Yeah, I had Crack on my walls. Always over there licking and sniffing the walls. All right, buddy.
In the corner.
What did you have on your walls?
So I had a IROC Z. Do you remember that car?
Hells to the yes.
That is a badass car.
That is a badass car.
And then I had the Kiss Destroyer.
I don't know that one. The Kiss Destroyer.
Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons.
Oh, yes. The band. Your phone's kind of cutting out. It's a little hard to hear. Okay.
Oh, sorry, guys.
That's right.
And then I'm super proud of this. I had Alyssa Milano.
From Who's the Boss?
Yes.
Yeah. One of my first crushes ever.
My very first. And then I moved on to like Tiffany Amber Thiessen. That was my next poster.
Oh, stop.
And then
it.
when I got to 30 years old, I got Britney Spears.
There you
Attaboy.
Go.
Boy.
You're growing up, Daniel.
Yeah. God, I forgot about Alyssa Milano. She was like every boy's crush back
Absolutely.
In the day.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. She had a fitness video and everything.
Oh, Whoa. Buddy.
Okay, guys. Calm down.
I went deep.
You really did, man. I got to look that up here a little bit. I think it's just kind of creepy now if I'm looking that up. But Daniel, great.
I don't look it up anymore, at least not on a work computer.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy. Good one.
Good
is it Taryn?
Tyron?
Taryn.
Taryn.
You're tearing up my heart. Good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
I had those same posters, too. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. I had all the magazine ones that you always got, like the little small one, and then you got the big one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any Lisa Frank stuff? Did you have any Lisa Frank up on your walls?
No, you know, that was more like the
kids,
folders and
right?
the notebooks
yeah,
and
okay.
stuff.
Yeah.
And like the little, pencil.
Oh,
whoops! Say that again.
For the pencil boxes, we would always get like the gum wrappers, and like you wrapped your whole entire pencil box in gum wrappers. I don't know what was about taking like the foil apart and putting the foil on the.
That's funny.
That's weird.
I remember
really?
Decorating
you
the
guys
pen
never
boxes.
Did that? Oh my god! I thought it was
no.
a thing.
I decorated my textbooks. That
it
was like
must
have the
been
big
a girl thing.
Yeah, I didn't do anything with gum wrappers.
And then I had like Spice Girls poster on the. On the wall, too.
It's pretty hot.
Spice Girls.
Jerry Spice.
And then I had a friend that, she was all Britney Spears. So everything was like Britney Spears, and I don't know if she had like a thing with Pepsi. So it was like Pepsi and Britney Spears was like all her room. And then she even had a life-size cutout in her room of Britney Spears.
Jeez.
Gosh, she's a
talk
fan.
Talk about a fan.
She was like super obsessed. And then
sounds like it.
About the other lady that was like, all of her bands and everything. The bands, I had a friend that was like that, and she got me into like Warped Tour. So there was definitely like an era where I looked very emo.
Warped Tour era was
elite,
though.
We all had our little emo phase.
I loved that.
Well, I didn't. Taryn, thank you for the call. No, I really didn't.
You were not cool.
No, I don't
That's
think
all
I
that
did.
Is.
Is that the same as goth?
Yes.
And no, emo is not the same as goth.
Well, it's very similar.
It is different.
It's similar.
No, baggy and skinny. Emo was very skinny.
You guys,
but in
I
the
was
90s,
in...
emo and goth were very similar. Like, they weren't two different
things. I was in theater.
Things.
And Jerry, I was going to say, how many girlfriends did you have?
I was in theater, you guys. I was not shopping at Hot Topic. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Hey. What'd you have up on your walls growing up?
I had Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Yes. Jake the
Sergeant
Snake.
Randy Savage.
Sergeant Slaughter.
And of course, I had to have New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yes. I thought you were going to keep going.
I know, so did
I. Jim Duggan.
Kind of
like,
ruined it for me.
This?
The Undertaker. Andre the Giant.
Oh, I had the Rockers.
Ted DiBiase.
Yeah,
Macho Man.
Yeah.
Erwin
R.
Shyster. You can just keep going with it.
And Hulk Hogan. Yeah, and she said Hulk Hogan. May he rest. Those are good ones, Angie.
Those
thank
are
you
really
for calling.
Good, yes.
All right, Justin, you get the final word on this. What'd you have up on the walls?
So I went through stages. So when I was younger, I had like Star Wars, and then Harry Potter came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With SpongeBob. I had some SpongeBob stuff.
Oh, wow.
But then I just remembered, like, so we had a two-bedroom house when I was growing up. So my sister and I shared a bedroom. And she also had, like, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera, which was, I guess, pretty dope now that I look back at it.
Yeah, good for you.
Very dope, sir.
Yeah. But then I think the earliest thing that I had on my wall, I got pissed at my parents and I drew a door because I was going to run away.
You kept running into it. Thump, thump, thump.
I think I thought the door would actually open.
Yeah, it didn't open, did it?
That's like the Harry Potter. Really, you got to run through the wall.
Yeah,
that's
seven and three quarters.
Nine
whatever it is. Yeah. That's hilarious. You drew a door.
You're a funny guy, Justin.
But then my parents like they framed it. So
they framed your door.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I think my biggest concern with this entire phone call, though, Justin, is at the very beginning when you slipped up and said your girlfriend and
girlfriend
your sister.
He's not going to let that go.
I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold.
This is back in Alabama, Jer.
Sorry, he can't get past
Justin,
that.
Thank you for the call. I guess it was a different time.
And then you said you shared your room with your sister.
And then
and
he was
girlfriend.
Running into the wall with a fake door. Justin, you might need to seek some therapy. Buddy. We appreciate you calling.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.